Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Wednesday, December 14th, 2022. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are talking about the U.S.-Africa Summit, which started in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Delegates are today focusing on business opportunities between the United States and African nations. The main event is the U.S.-Africa Business Forum, where stakeholders are focusing on digital technology, agribusiness, finance, and trade and investment. The summit opened yesterday with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with African youths living in the diaspora. More than 40 African presidents and delegates from civil society groups, businesses, and various other sectors are attending the crucial summit at the invitation of President Joe Biden. The summit ends tomorrow. The U.S. State Department says this summit is designed to build U.S.-African shared values in an effort to foster new economic engagement, advance peace, security, and good governance, and reinforce a commitment to democracy and human rights. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa is not attending this summit because he is under targeted U.S. sanctions. His government is accused of allegedly committing human rights violations. Zimbabwe is represented by Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Shava. Hongu wadio watere ni watariri tishiti maskwera sei. Aywa tinosangana zvakare mchirongwa chedu che Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Umotino tarisa zviriku sangana ne wanawe Zimbabwe varikunze kwenyika. Nasi tiri kutaura nezve musangano mukuru wakakosha we U.S.-Africa Summit uyo wakatanga nezuro muno muWashington D.C. Musangano uyo wakanangana nekuumba ukama wakasimba pakati peAmerica neAfrica. Wakashevedzerwa nemutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden uye uri kupindwa nevatungamiri venyika dzemuAfrica vanodarika makumi mana pamwe nevemasangano akazvimirira vemabhizimusi nemamwe mapoka vanobva kuAfrica. Mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden varikutariswa kutaura kumusangano uyu iye nhasi manhero ano. Uyewo mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa havana kukwanisa kunge vachiuya kumusangano uyu nekuda kwezvirango zvakatemerwa neAmerica vachipomerwa mhosva yekutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Nekudaro vakatumira kumusangano uyu gurukota rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika Dr. Frederick Shava avo vakamirira Zimbabwe. And now let's hear what Minister Frederick Shawa has to say about this summit and the absence of President Mnangagwa in an interview with VOA Zimbabwe service Marvelous Mshanganyawuye, who is covering that event.
We are happy that we're here, although we're not fully here. If a country is invited, a country should be at liberty to decide who represents it. To that particular meeting. And in this case, the American government excluded our leader from this meeting.
So were you able to actually put forward your, perhaps, you know, that you're not happy with how this happened?
We haven't had the occasion, but of course we have all the formal routes that we normally use. We shall indicate our unhappiness about this, and we shall indicate also our unhappiness about the continuation of putting people on their list of people they don't on their list of sanctions.
That was Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Shawa speaking with VOA Zimbabwe service, Marvelous Mshanganyawuye in Washington, D.C. Marvelous, aitawo zvakare hurukuro na Dr. Shawa, muririmi rwechishona, pamusoro pemusangano uyu, uye kusavepo kwemutungamiri wenyika, vaEmmerson Mnangagwa.
Nyika yeZimbabwe inoda kuva pamwe chete nenyika dzese dzepasi pano kutsvaga kuti kugara kwakanaka kungawani pasei tikazotanga musangano uyu unonzi US Africa Summit Zimbabwe yanga isingakokwe saka Zimbabwe yazokokwa pano uno uyu asi yakokwa isina kukokwa kana mizingo zvandotaura
taura iyi papoti munorevei
yakokwa kuti Zimbabwe ngaivepo asi mukuru weZimbabwe haana kukokwa
imi sehurumende
ndauya ndakamirira Zimbabwe
munotambira sei izvi zvekuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa havana kukokwa
tinogumbuka nazvo nokuti kana kuchingonzi Africa inoinkluda Zimbabwe saka mukuru wenyika yeZimbabwe anofanira kunge achikokwawo kudariro zerino iri
makwanisa here kutaura kunyunyuta kwenyu kuhurumende yeamerica vari kuti
hatisati tataura nawo zvedu asi kuti tinotaura tichataura vanozviziva zvatichange tichitaura kuti isu tiri part of africa
vanga vari gurukota rezvekudzidzana nedzimwe nyika Dr. Frederick Shava muhurukuro yavaita naMavelous Musanganya uye weStudio 7 vari muno muWashington DC kumusangano weUS Africa Summit. And now we go to Zimbabwean Pitizela Ngobo who lives in Maryland.
Amalungelo abantu ahlonitshwa akahlonitshwa kuhle ekhaya abanye basemajele lento ezifanayo nxa ilizwe lethu linxuswa lalo ukuthi likhona yasongani umhlaba wonke usuvumelana lalo ukuthi hhayi lokhu okwamalungelo abantu akusaqakathekanga ngokuqakathekeka ukuthi kube lobudlelwane lelizwe leZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke njengoba sentshile kumnandi kubuhlungu siyabonga siyakhala asilamtenduleyo de ngibona okukhulu okungathula lelizwe lethu yukuthi lihlangane lamanye amazwe lokho esingathi khona ngesilungu meeting international community once again. Siyazi abaningi ukuthi izwe lelibe livele lathiwa lilodwa okweminyaka le kusukisela kubo 2000 kuzofika namhlanje malutshwana amazwe abelokhu esafuna ukudlelana lelizwe lethu. So kubonakala leli lizwe lemelika linxusa amazwe onke e-Africa kunye leZimbabwe kungathi kusinika ithemba ukuthi ilizwe lethu lalo lizaqala ukuba lobudlelwane lamanye amazwe okukhokhelela imelika.
That was the Zimbabwean Pitizela Ngobo, who lives in Maryland, USA. And let's hear from geopolitical analyst Pearl Matibe, who is attending the US-Africa Leaders Summit.
One key thing that they wanted to do in the summit was to make sure that they were as inclusive as possible, have as many diverse voices as possible. What does this mean? To them, this meant that they wanted to have youth leaders. They wanted to have the African diaspora here. They wanted also to have civil society included. Journalists, there were hundreds of journalists who were participating, covering the summit. And indeed, the United States also brought in 26 African journalists to the summit. Private sector will be involved. Day two is going to be a big part of that. We have been told about this deal room. We're yet to find out exactly what that will look like, in reality. But we anticipate that there will be many announcements made as to how big these announcements are, how significant these announcements are. We will find that out tomorrow. But this will be a day that is focused on trade and investment. Again, because as part of the African Union's plan, they want to be able to see how the continent can develop, in particular in terms of health issues, food security, and digitalizing the continent. So what President Biden and his team have been saying is that in their negotiations, in their engagement, and in their discussions with their counterparts from the continent, they wanted to hear what do the African leaders themselves want for themselves, want for their countries.
That was geopolitical analyst Pearl Matibe in Washington, D.C. And now we are joined by our reporter, Gibbs Dube, who is covering the U.S. Africa Summit. Gibbs Dube, hello.
Hello, Chonga, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Gibbs. Thank you so much. Please hold on. And let me bring in our international relations expert. That's Professor Elliot Masocha, who is also joining us on the show. Welcome to our show, Professor Masocha.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Let me start with Gibbs. Gibbs, can you tell us what is happening at the meeting there? We understand that President Joe Biden is going to speak anytime from now.
Yes, Chonga, there's a lot that is happening right now. We are about to see the wrapping up of a meeting that was done by African leaders and U.S. Officials on the U.S.-Africa Business Forum. So this forum has got many sessions. One of the sessions is on the future of U.S.-Africa trade and investment. And then we've got another session on partnerships to finance African infrastructure and energy kind of sector. And then we've got, you've got also a session on growing agribusiness. You know, they want to craft some kind of partnership to strengthen food security and value addition in terms of commodities being produced, in Africa. And then lastly, they are focusing on digital technology. You know, this is very important in terms of including Africa in the sector that is growing so much. And President Biden, as you're saying, will deliver a keynote address within the next 25 or so minutes here at the convention center. And then we know that there's a lot that he's going to say. But before that, we had Mr. Antony Blinken, who is the U.S. Secretary. So he spoke a lot about the importance of this kind of summit, saying that Africa is very key in terms of, democracy, in terms of the rule of law, security, and all those other things. Yes, John.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Please do stay on the line. Professor Masocha, this, it is dubbed as a very important meeting between USA and Africa. What can you say about this meeting?
Yeah, of course, it's a very important meeting for both the United States and Africa in terms of strengthening their relationship that has lasted for years, and this meeting, it hasn't been done for the past 8 years. As we know, it was last done by President Obama, and now it's this, the time it is done by President Biden with some special things that are going to happen, like one-on-one with African presidents, and it's going to cover a wide variety of topics, as the previous speaker was talking about, different types of sessions that cover business, healthcare, peace and security, climate change, poverty, and many other things. And this, for the first time, it is being done in the United States by Mr. Biden talking one-on-one with African leaders, trying to strengthen that cooperation because, we live in a global village where we need each other. And then we look at what China and Russia are doing in Africa. And America is just saying, well, please look at us, what we are doing far much more than what you think Russia and China is doing. So, because these countries are using different strategies, of which my own assessment and study, can safely say that the American strategy is the best because it looks at the human development factor, how a human being is being treated in Africa, and also looking at the fact that Africa's population is growing big, predicted to have doubled in 2050, and that's a huge market for the United States.
Thank you so much. Yes, go ahead.
So, you can go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Stay on the line, Professor Masocha. Gibbs, what is taking place there at the summit and include everything that you explained in English?
Yeah, kunjalo, Chonga, kanya kulo luchu, lamtanje, kunenga kulu, kukweza kala kunapa ke summit, convention center. Ukubonayo ke ukuthi ke kulama ukuthi ngama session awemabhizimusi atshiyeneyo. So kubizwa ke kuthiwa i-US Africa Business Forum, lapho ke abakhuluma khona ngokuthi kambe udlelane kwe-Africa lele Melika kume njani ekuthengiseleneni okutshiyeneyo siyakwenza ukuthi kule AGOA liyana ke engazani qathiswa kakhulu yilizwe lemeli kanjalo lezokwazi le-Africa. Kuzobuya ke ukuthi kambe ke kusiyaphambili kungasetshenzwa njani abantu bebambisana ndawonye. Kwezemali lapha-ke antokuthi xa sukhangela isamba sendoda kumele ukhangele kumbe lesamba sikamama ubone ukuthi kula lutho yini kumbe kula lutho. So ke bakhangela ukuthi bangathola yini imali khonapho kule melika abadabuka e-Africa ukuthi balungise ke infrastructure okunjengemigwaqo amabholoho nokunye okuthiyeneyo jonga kanye nakhonokho ke kokuhlupha abantu bezimbabwe kulezi nsuku umlilo kagetsi kumbe ngithi amandla kagetsi. Kuzobuya ke ukuthi nxa sikhangela ezokulima kukhanya kuzane lakho kuyaqakathekiswa lilizwe lemelika liqakathekisa kakhulu ngoba ukudla phela into eqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi kambe kusiya phambili kuyamiswa njani konke lokho nakhonokho ke okungani kuyalinywa kuzokwazi e-Africa kambe kungasetshenziswa njani ukuthi ke kuthengiselwa amanye amazwe sokufakwa ephela ivalue yakho ukuthi nxa uthengisa amajanje ungafaka 10 cents phezulu xa sokufika langapha e-America suzuza ke imvuno yakho emnandi kakhulu. Then okugcina ke abazakhuluma ngakho yikhonokho we-digital technology anti uyakwazi ke jonke ukuthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangena kuweb kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangena ku-social media lokunye kambe le melika ingenzani ngakho konke lokho. So abantu kuzokwazi e-Africa bakhangele ukuthi bazuze i-technology engabenza ukuthi bathuthuke. Okugcina-ke siyabona ukuthi umongameli Joseph Biden uzafika khonapha khona e-convention center engikhona khonapha-ke eze kukhuluma ngakhona ukuthi ubudlelwane be-Africa lelizwe le-Melika kungenziwani ngakho. So kumi njalo khona manje khonapha jonga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I'm not sure whether you still have some extra minutes to continue with us here or you want to go back and cover the speech by President Biden.
Yeah, what is kubeke ngoba uma vela sidivide uya kwenye indawo mina ngisala
ngekhonapha. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let me go back to Professor Masocha. Professor Masocha, you mentioned about America's approach being the best if we compare with China and Russia. But we've seen that already China and Russia have made inroads into African businesses and they are there and they've been there for a long time, longer than whatever America can expect to do whenever it have that opportunity to also venture into a business with African countries. Do you think that African countries that are already in, dealing with China and Russia may shift and deal with America?
They have no option except to maybe try to balance the relationship, their relationship with China, Russia, and the United States, because we look at what they owe in terms of U.S. dollars. They can't get that U.S. dollars. You know, from China. China doesn't print the U.S. dollars. Russia doesn't print the U.S. dollars. They have to have a relationship with the United States of the United States of America, such that they can earn. They can be able to earn the U.S. dollars to pay their debt or to do trade with any other country. So, you know, just focusing on China. If we look at that approach, what has it done to an individual in Africa? Has Africa been developed by China for over those years that we have been getting the support? Because China doesn't really care about how people are treated in a country. They don't care about democracy. They don't care about corruption. And America cares about all those things that affect the individual who is poor, who is having his money maybe being stolen or being ill-treated. So Africa have no option except to align, try to balance the two, but more likely they have to go towards the United States of America. We look for Zimbabwe, for example. If it is not going to have a special relationship with the U.S. government or the United States, and yet we are using the U.S. dollar. We have no option except to try and use the U.S. dollar to try and resuscitate our economies. You know, if our relationship was more with China, why can't we use the Chinese money? Why can't we use the Russian money? So they have no option except to just try to beg, as the Zimbabwean, you know, Foreign Affairs Minister, International Trade Minister, Dr. Frederick Shaba, said he was going to beg Mr. Obama to make sure that they are going to talk one-on-one at some point with President Mnangagwa, because they know relationship with the United States of America is the envy of any country in the world.
Thank you so much, Professor Masocha. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, can you tell us what President Joe Biden is expected to say, if you have any idea?
Right now, Jonga, we have not been given a speech, you know, what he's going to deliver. But expectations is, according to the U.S. State Department, that he's going to reinforce the need for, you know, close cooperation between Africa and the United States. Like we have indicated, you know, he's putting a lot of emphasis on many things. And top on the agenda is the security of the African continent. You know, we know that there are some terrorists, you know, in different countries. As we talk right now, there are some that are in Mozambique. And he has been meeting with the Mozambican leader, and he also met with other leaders where he believes are hotspots in terms of, you know, terrorism. So we are also looking at one of the biggest issues, which is AGOA, that is the African Growth and Opportunity Act, and we expect him to say a lot in terms of, you know, this kind of trade pact. So it's something important to African leaders, and he's going to stress that there's need for African countries to actually sell their commodities to USA. But unfortunately, Zimbabwe is not part of the deal. You know that Zimbabwe is under targeted sanctions. 3 days ago, we saw the U.S. actually imposing targeted sanctions on Nangawastan and others that are related to some people that are said to be, you know, plundering Zimbabwe's economy. There is also an issue concerning partnerships in health. And we understand that Biden is going to announce most probably a package for Africans, you know, some billions of dollars to revise or revitalize the health sector in different nations. So, and then you know that Mr. Biden is a person who wants to talk about climate change and all those kind of things. So it is an emphasis on climate change that is going to come out of his speech as well. So there's a lot that we're expecting him to deliver this afternoon or this evening in Zimbabwe time.
Thank you, Gibbs. For those that just joined us, this is Live Talk. And we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Professor Masocha, Gibbs also touched on a question that I wanted to throw to you. This meeting is about fostering a lasting relationship between Africa and the U.S. But we saw the U.S. adding some Zimbabweans onto the sanctions list. What does that mean? That it is coming to it is coming at a time that they are holding this meeting, and at the same time they are imposing sanctions on some citizens from Zimbabwe.
Well, this is you know, a big statement from the United States of America to the African continent, that they are just, in another way, saying that we are watching, okay? We are looking at what you are doing. We impose the targeted sanctions on you, and we see some people are, you know, joining hands with those people who are, you know, on the list of those sanctions. So they are trying to help Zimbabweans by sponsoring democracy. And, you know, as I said before, that human development factor is the one they are looking at. And anybody who is involved in corruption, they have evidence for them to put somebody on the sanctions list. They don't just work up and say they have put so-and-so on the sanctions list. As I'm looking at those people who have been added on the sanctions list, there are details there that include their passport numbers, the date the passport is going to expire. So they have evidence. Because some people might say, well, so-and-so have been included, this and that company has been included, and don't have evidence. The evidence is there that these people are aiding to mismanagement that is happening in Africa. So America is speaking with a loud voice that when everybody in Africa is looking at this summit, that's when they've announced who is on the sanctions list and whom they've removed on the sanctions list. Yes. And I wanted to add to what Mr. Dube said about what Mr. Biden is likely to announce. One of the biggest major announcements of the summit is to strengthen the cooperation of Africa and the USA is the support of the United States on aiding the United the African Union as a permanent member of the group of 20 nations, which is very much big. If you are going to get the support of the United States of America, it seems like you have got the support of the entire world looking at the strength of America's partnership, you know, with the European Union. So America is going to add its voice on the support of the African Union to be a member, a permanent member of the group of 20 nations, which is going to further strengthen the cooperation of U.S. and Africa.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, may you explain in Isindebele what Minister Shava said about the addition of those who were slapped with sanctions this week to the sanctions list?
Yes, kulumela ilapha ke uFrederick Shaba, umnumzana uFrederick Shaba, wathi ke kuzisa ke usizi ukuthi khonokho kwenziwe ilizwe leMelika ukuthi bafakele ke izijeziso zenoto umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa Junior, kuzobuya lo Sandra umka kudakwase Dagwirei. Khonokho ke uthi akuvela kulunganga ngoba bekungazani sokulunga ukuthi badlelane kele Zimbabwe so leMelika. So yena ngokutsho kwakhe sibile ukuthi bayakusola njalo balendlela ukuthi bazakhulumisana leMelika ngezijeziso lezi ngoba bathi izijeziso lezi kungani ziphambanisa ilizwe leZimbabwe kodwa leMelika liyakuphika lokhu lithi hayi izijeziso lezi zafakelwa abantu abalutshwane. So kunjalo ke sibili kuzobuya ke okunye njalo okhulunywe nguShaba ukuthi kuzwisa usizi ukuthi umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa kabizwanga kumbe kanxuswanga emhlanganweni loJonga. So ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi hayi phela kumelanga kube njalo, kumele umongameli abizwe kube njalo. So nxa singavala khonapho-ke sikhuluma ngokunye ukuthi kusasa kwenzakala njonga. So tomorrow there is another leader session on partnering with Africa Agenda 2063. So some of the discussions will center on good governance, democracy, respect for human rights, justice and the rule of law. And then there is another session which is going to focus on peace and security in Africa. And then we've got another one on growth and sustainable development. We'll also have a leaders working workshop where they're going to have some lunch together, where they are expected to say a lot of things about what they're facing in Africa. And then we've got a summit family photo. You know, that's a session that is, you know, very important and key to many African leaders. And then lastly, maybe we can also mention that there is this issue on promoting food security, which is very, very important and crucial for Africans.
Thank you, Gibbs. And Professor Masocha, Nerurimi Rwamai, mungatana ngurahira kuti iwo msangano urukupindwa we US-Africa Summit, waka kosherei kunyika dzemu Africa, tushona kuti nyika zhinji dzemu Africa, parizvino, zvirikudyidzana nenyika dzeChina neRussia.
Umusangano wakakosha chaizvo kunyika dzeAfrica tichitarisa isu rubatsiro runopiwa kunyika dzeAfrica neAmerica kubvira mari chaiyo yatinotarisa isu kunyika yeZimbabwe noudoko hwayo kuti kubvira 1980 yati yapiwa mari inodarika $3.5 billion nehurumende yeAmerica. Asi tinoziva kuti kuAfrica kuna matambudziko akawanda chaizvo anobvira iwo okushaikwa kwamabasa. America iri kuuya ichiti ngatichitaurirana tione kuti munoda kuti tiite zvipi kunyaya dzamabhizinesi nokutengesera zvinhu kukwanise kuwanikwa mabasa kuAfrica, nyaya dzezvehealth zveutano izvi, nyaya dzokugadzikana, nyaya dzokuchinja kwekunze kwenyika.
Thank you so much, Professor Amasocha. As you always know, we don't have extra time here. We'll try to have that next time. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Please tune in on our next show, that is tomorrow. And remember, our regular shows are out there every day. I'm Jonga Kandemiri saying good night, Zimbabwe.